One thing I wanted to mention, the last caller was talking about cholesterol, and we were discussing it. The risk of cholesterol is way overplayed. And cholesterol is the molecule that is considered responsible for depositing fatty buildup inside the arteries. But scientists have recognized that it is only part of the heart disease picture. Inflammation, which can weaken the blood vessels and cause cholesterol plaques to loosen and create blockages, is the ultimate marker of heart disease. So in my patients, I will almost always check something called C-reactive protein. And second one is homocysteine, which those two things let me know the level of inflammation in the body. And by lowering that, and of course, like we said before, there's ultimately many, many causes of inflammation. But unless those are addressed, that's why heart disease is so prevalent in our culture. So we want to keep the C-reactive protein ideally under 3, or actually ideally under 1, and the homocysteine under 8. So those are guidelines that I go by. So hopefully that can help people.